An article recently published by Bloomberg suggests that South Africa's oil refining capacity is going to be severely curtailed for some time to come. Oil refineries are critical in that they convert crude oil into a number of petroleum products, which the South African economy depends on. Some refineries have experienced accidents, which included explosions and fire. For example, the Petronas Unit Engen Holdings Durban plant has not come back on stream since it experienced a fire in late December. Well, to give us a sense of what's happening at the country's major refineries and what it means for the supply of petroleum products, I'm joined on the line by Willem Hertog. He's a portfolio manager at Rosendahl Partners. Thank you so much, Willem, for joining us. So what is the current state of the oil refining production sector in South Africa as we speak?
Well, the state is quite concerning, to be honest, as that Bloomberg article suggested. To the best of my knowledge, the refinery in Cape Town is also currently still out of production following some industrial accidents last year. Mm. So that's taken in the order of 40% of South Africa's refining capacity out of production. And I think we saw the first flow through of that hitting consumers during December when some areas of the country experienced petrol shortages. I experienced a bit of that myself. Mm. So that is concerning, and it is something which is, I guess, almost symptomatic of industrial South Africa in general, in that these types of accidents tend to happen in facilities where potentially maintenance spend and capex investment has not been at the levels where it should have been. That typically results in facilities having more accidents than one would like. And that's the story of South Africa. Foreign investors and both the Engen Petronas refinery and the Cape Town refinery are owned by foreign businesses, by Petronas and Glencore, respectively. And those types of global multinational companies have been loath to invest major capital in South Africa due to various reasons. I think those are well documented.
Yes.
But I think South Africa's economy is starting to see the fallout of that lack of attractiveness for foreign investment.
Hmm. So we see that countries in the SADC area like Botswana issuing statements to say that they've now had to go and source petroleum products from elsewhere, other neighbouring countries. What does this mean for the South African market then? Can we expect shortages in fuel supply? And what is our plan B going to have to be then?
Well, I think, yes, we can probably expect some shortages in fuel supply. It'll obviously depend to some extent what happens with the lockdown measures and how robustly our economy manages to recover during the course of this year. Obviously, increased economic activity results in higher demand for fuel. And if our economy continues to hobble along due to COVID lockdown measures like it did last year, then we may well not experience fuel shortages.
So
I guess to a large extent, the answer to that question is tied up in the whole COVID lockdown situation we're currently experiencing, and we'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, of course, we tried to reach out to the companies themselves for them to give us a sense of what's going on at their facilities. But why do you think it is that they're not coming back? Is it because it's too expensive for them to fix the fire outbreaks that they had, or what?
No, I wouldn't know, but it may be sensitive to them. These types of accidents that place facilities out of production and where people are injured and, as far as I recall, no lives were lost, but certainly these types of industrial accidents in refineries is not great press for any company. And I think they just want to get a proper grip on what caused it and be able to show the public that they've got to the bottom of the problem and that they can avoid such accidents in future before coming out with strong statements and a good story for the press.
Yeah, I mean, we know that even the communities that, you know, surround their facilities, they hate those facilities and complain about their health in relation to them. So it's not a great space to be in. So going forward, do you think that we're going to see a situation where fuel prices do rise because of the lack of supply? Because usually we're told the price of this is going to go up because of Brent crude oil and international petroleum products. There's never reference to what's happening in terms of supply and demand within a given market.
Sure, yes. I think one has to keep in mind that in South Africa, petrol prices are set and are regulated and are set with reference to import parity pricing. So I wouldn't expect too much of an impact on petrol price. One could rather see some shortages, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The diesel price at retail level is not regulated. And there, I think one may well see price increases because of the unregulated nature of the price. And in periods of short supply with stable demand, one would expect price increases, yes. But obviously diesel is also the fuel that's most widely used in industrial transportation.
Yes.
And that is a sector of the economy which is heavily impacted by lockdown measures. So potentially the lower supply is offset by constrained or lower demand if our economy is as weak as it was last year. And then even the diesel price may not increase dramatically. But if the economy recovers to some extent, then yes, I would expect the diesel price to increase noticeably.
You did touch on a seeming lack of appetite to invest further in infrastructure, particularly by those oil companies who own the facilities. And so broadly speaking, what I want to ask is, with the move towards greener energy and us being signatories to the Paris Climate Agreement and so on and so forth, does this make the sustainability of crude oil refiners that much more difficult in South Africa, or can we always subscribe to the issue of just transition?
I would expect us to sort of follow a more just transition type of philosophical framework when it comes to approaching oil refineries. I think we're a long way off from substantial electric vehicle penetration in South Africa. And that's really what one needs if one wants to lessen one's dependence on oil refineries, because the output of oil refineries go almost exclusively into energy requirements of transportation. So in South Africa, I think we're a long way off from the point where electricity, which is more lends itself to renewable generation, can replace oil and its products like petrol and diesel as a transportation solution.
Yeah.
So, I would expect us to be heavily reliant on refineries for many years to come, though.
Okay. Anyway, like you say, we really do need to speak to the actual owners of the facilities to get a better handle of what's really happening from a supply side of point of view. But let's just go broad very quickly before I let you go around Brent crude oil. It's remained nicely elevated above the $55 a barrel level for some time now. What do you think is underpinning that price? And do you see more upside or possible downside, and your reasons why?
Well, clearly the recovery in the global economy from the depths of the corona crisis early to middle of last year has boosted the oil demand for oil and hence the price of oil, and also some good supply discipline by the leading producers, by OPEC and Russia, etc. There's, of course, the standoff between Russia and OPEC, which initially triggered the oil price collapse in March of last year. That seems to have been resolved to some extent, and now we've seen some supply discipline amongst all the major producing countries. As far as longer-term expectations, I think at this part of price level, there's still very little incentive for marginal producers to invest in new production, and marginal producers are typically the U.S. shale producers. They need an oil price probably in the vicinity of $60 to $70 to kind of make profits which keep them alive.
Yes.
So I would expect the oil price to sort of trickle higher over time from these levels in the face of stable, at least not collapsing demand, which is not what I would expect. I would expect oil price or oil demand to decline over time, but very gradually and slowly. Now, obviously, the one wild card in this equation is how those marginal producers in the U.S. are kept alive by exceptionally low interest rates, which allows them to keep the business going even in the face of sub-economic returns being generated on their capital due to low oil prices. So if interest rates remain very low and banks supportive, then maybe we can see lower oil prices at these levels for longer. But in a normal world where investors demand a reasonable return on capital, I would expect oil prices to creep up from these levels because the marginal producers aren't sustainable at these prices still.
We'll watch the space. Willem, thank you so much for your time there. That was Willem Hertog. He's a portfolio manager at Rosendahl Partners.